Welcome to podcast number four. I'm Amanda Daly and I'm the founder of the Turnaround CEO. I help many individuals turn around and look at themselves through a different lens. This helps gain clarity on you as an individual and areas where you're holding yourself back. It also allows an objective view across the business to see any hurdles and any barriers that may hinder progression. If you have landed on my site or listening to this podcast, it is very likely you know there is more. Whether it is for yourself, your company culture, or maybe additional energy and direction for your business, such as succession or simply growth, whatever the reason, welcome. In this podcast, I wanted to explore personal value and self-worth, especially when this is low and getting in the way of you being the best version of yourself. A very quick way to review this is to listen to your narrative about yourself. What language do you use and how do you speak to yourself? Are you kind, fair, and honest? Most of us are not. In fact, sometimes I need to ask my inner voice, are you actually a friend? And do I want you as a friend? At times, it certainly does not serve me. In fact, it makes matters worse. My self-talk blows scenarios out of proportion, and then I act in a way that is defensive, creating the wrong vibe. The rumination in my head about a situation can so distort reality. Now, I know I'm not alone with this. So many of us do it. The problem is, when you set off a bad vibe, you look for the signs and signals that the self-talk is correct. We then select what we want to see. And hey presto, we can find the evidence to support our inner voice. We can overinflate an event or a comment so much to the point it is now so out of context. However, my inner voice and anxiety has gone into overdrive. Crazy, isn't it? Because in reality, no one can make you feel anything other than you. And we become the authors of our stories. So more to the question, why is our self-worth low in the first place? We all have our own maps of the world, from childhood, school, relationships, work. This all goes into our personal pot and is stored in our memory. When something triggers us, a memory will go back to an event and then we'll start predicting. And then sometimes we start protecting in whatever means it takes. Anything new, different, taking us out of a comfort zone, we can convince ourselves that it is bad. It will not end well. People will not like us. Or maybe we simply are not good enough. Does any of this sound familiar? Imposter syndrome, the desire to be liked, the need to be certain. As mentioned, we are our own authors and we do have the power to control our narrative. It's not easy, but we can do this. However, making change is difficult, especially when our emotional baggage and narratives start pressing buttons and affects the way that we think and feel. Now, my role is to help you with the change, to get comfortable with uncomfortable, and to start changing the personal narrative. I do it all the time for myself. Change the way you think, feel, speak, and act. Often it creates a ripple effect of positivity and change for the better. However, it is really important to remember, coaching is not about dependency. This is your journey and not mine. Coaching is about empowerment and behaviour change. My overall aim is to improve and change lives for the better. Do please keep following me for further information and tips. I would love to hear more about your personal experience, so do get in touch directly. Also, if you feel I can help and any of this resonates and you do need further support on your own journey. And again, just reach out. I'd love to hear from you.